13. The portrayal of prophecy. Prophecy conveys its message through the historical illustration of the rise and fall of nations, as made plain in the books of Daniel and the Revelation. From the rise and fall of nations, as made plain in the books of Daniel and the Revelation, we need to learn how worthless is mere outward and worldly glory. Babylon, with all its power and magnificence, the like of which our world has never since beheld, power and magnificence which to the people of that day seemed so stable and enduring, how completely has it passed away! As the flower of the grass, it has perished. James 1:10. So perished the Medo-Persian kingdom and the kingdoms of Grecia and Rome, and so perishes all that has not God for its foundation. Only that which is bound up with his purpose and expresses his character can endure. His principles are the only steadfast things our world knows. Prophets and Kings, 5:48. Few study the rise and fall of nations. But history, as commonly studied, is concerned with man's achievements, his victories in battle, his success in attaining power and greatness. God's agency in the affairs of men is lost sight of. Few study the working out of his purpose in the rise and fall of nations. And to a large degree, theology, as studied and taught, is but a record of human speculation, serving only to darken counsel by words without knowledge. Job 38:2. Too often the motive in accumulating these many books is not so much a desire to obtain food for mind and soul, as it is an ambition to become acquainted with philosophers and theologians, a desire to present Christianity to the people in learned terms and propositions. Counsels to Parents and Teachers, 380.